Absolutely a chance to liberate yourself, go beyond exhausting feelings and thoughts in emotional crisis, that kind of feeling. For most of people, if death is happening very suddenly, then it's much easier to deal with it. If that is happening very slow process in on the bed, you are sick, and you have a night and day to think of many things, then if you have some practice, then much different. If you don't have any practice, then may also due to your own personal karma or quality of your mind, if that is more virtuous kind of habituation, and that is very helpful. If you have a better kind of understand of these life and death as not that real, but or illusory, that understand solid real is one problem for kind of not knowing the reality. If we have a very strong attachment towards something, we must kind of, there is an element of realness that we attach to. If that is not real, then although that is very attractive, although that is fearful, for the kind of many situations, circumstances, and appearances, but we are going to have some kind of access, go beyond. It's like a movie. If that movie impressive, very good, bring us a lot of high and low kind of psychological impact. But in the mind of the corner, we know that it's just a movie, a film. Or even if you have some kind of slice, short kind of picture about that movie, how the director, who is that characters, and you will be described characters are acting in many more films, so that they will not one kind of real in there, nothing real there. So then we cannot cheat ourselves completely. We have some kind of knowledge to know that is kind of just a show. And then how much kind of realness habituation we have in our mind. If there is some intellectual understanding, there is nothing real, but due to so many times we are engaging with the kind of realness, kind of feeling, and we cannot, although we know there is nothing elements, kind of realness, but habituation brings us kind of real feelings. So habituation tells us that kind of almost kind of attached to that, almost have a hatred with us, and they have a greed, you know, kind of feeling attachment and aggression, or those real feeling produced by so many times we practice, you know, engaging with phenomena as a kind of real, realness kind of feeling. And then, if any death, doesn't matter, it's not necessarily about death. It's about the kind of a practice of a continuation of a life. In a Dharma, there are a lot of practices saying it's different between, or let's say, different shift or different mental kind of image or mental state that is called some called death, some called after something death happened, or some are called dream, some are called samadhi, because due to the mind state is different. There is no actually nothing called death itself, the end. It's one shift to the other shift, one room to the other room. Like if you are living here for activities, and then later you're going to eat in the kitchen, and later on going to bed, and then something like that. It's one kind of person's life every day. We have a waking state, and we have so many different, of course, doing that. So, mental images, and thinking, thoughtless feeling, but also going to sleep. The sensory feeling is down, and vanishes, and then between dream there is no much memory, and then dreams start, some dreams, and then the dream end, and then maybe some cycle of others will happen after dream you wake up. So in one day we already lived in different kind of sections of life, different mental states. So for these, there is a lot of method we have to know. It's for not studying these, maybe it's a totally different idea about death. Death is my final kind of vanishment, faint, something like that. But for people who knew more about consciousness and more about material things, that material seeing things can transform to other elements, live forever. Similarly, mental kind of consciousness also in different subtlety and states that going to keep living. Even after you reach enlightenment, then there is a kind of arhat state, maybe. Arhat state, that means self-elimination, kind of mind go beyond virtue, the non-virtue, and let's see. So it's like a pause forever. Then this kind of practice is an individual liberation. It's you can say there is no feeling, no kind of form appear as a form, but according to Mahayana teachings, say this kind of pause mind, when they of course have to go beyond and to transform again, to kind of reach enlightenment. That is not only self nirvana, but to go beyond that is dharma or phenomena nirvana. Then to reach more complete, more advanced kind of state of mind. So anyway, let's see. Life, during our lifetime, we can practice some techniques or teachings, then we have the chance to wake our mind, or to achieve, reach enlightenment or awakened state, then have to wait until after we death, we kind of find in some place to transform our mind. It's not like that. We can just, within this life, we can transform our life, use very good technique teachings. And it's about a view. If you have a view of a solid, independent, and that kind of grasping, then you're definitely going to continue circling with this samsara. If you see those mental projection and life like you are dreaming, then you have all sound or image or stories and people communicating with you. You have hope and fear and many things happening in your dream. But after you wake up, you finalize that, realize that dream, it's just a dream. It's maybe there. Kind of, so for some people, we said in one dream they have happened a lot of things, injured, marriage, and need, people already passed away, But when you wake up, you cannot catch any of those images. It's just mental projection. Mind producing sound, texture, feelings, images, and the characters. The same collective karma, individual karma, can produce the kind of samsara life. And that is also real, as when you dream, you never doubt about dream. It's real. So until you mind chief subtle, or we can say more illusory, you know the roots of the samsara, what the cause, what the condition, what is the chain of that drive, chain of cause and condition drive that samsara, wheel of samsara, continue circling like existence, the power, which is a kind of a cause and condition for continuation of that. Then we finally realize, oh, that is also kind of the end of the cycle. We were looking back to can realize that also dream, illusory like things, including every phenomenon, each kind of compound things are impermanent. That shows the kind of a lacking of the intrinsic existence. And also mind, also you can look at your own mind, you cannot catch any image for permanent. That is only, how to say, with mental events and thoughts. These are kind of you use your finger drawing picture in the water. So when you drive, and then you can kind of reflect past and future, or present now. It's just like that. Even when you think about past, recall the memory, and predict some provision or insight for future. It's kind of, it's just the present activity. You are not really going back to the past. Do that, we have more kind of cause and more excuse to hang around that things, grasping those things. Like child emotions, as child sometimes very adorable and cute, next moment maybe they're crying and very nasty, but these two characters are as one in one person, so you cannot say this is a bad or a good. It's like that. Similarly, many things, if we grasping towards good or hatred towards negative kind of feeling, rejections, reject kind of feeling, or towards kind of bad behavior or for people. Also, we have a kind of a setting, some kind of a box to our own mind. This is good, this is bad, this is beautiful, this is ugly. This is a useful, this is a kind of useless. These depends on our own kind of perception and from our own circumstances to judge these. So if we say live in a great peace, great equanimity, that means all things have a much kind of function, or much more the cause and the condition to change than just appear to us. They have a more function, they have a more capacity, and it's kind of interdependent arising. So things, all things arise from cause and the condition, and that also means nothing, there is no cause, there is no condition, nothing could be arise. So the change of elements also too, through time, and every elements, and some new things become older, and then transform to a new things. So always changing. So that also help us to less, kind of have a less attachment feeling towards your own objects, including this body. For people who kind of, how do you say, when people are facing death, it's difficult. One thing is to leave behind is people who loved, who they loved, and then properties that they effort, lot of take effort to gain this property. So difficult to leave behind. And then this body also too. Then of course, if you say there are a lot of emotional kind of attachment towards particular to place and knowledge, what they know, and some regret, and story, their life, some kind of uneasiness is if you use your life as a more proper way, you practice more, then you have no regret. But if you waste a lot of time and lose a lot of opportunity to kind of fully use your good potential, then there are some kind of doubt and regret what happens. Practice of impermanent and death is great lesson, great teaching about the become compassionate person. To say when you become older, you have a becoming chance to become nicer or gentler. And when people facing death, they more virtuous kind of thought and deeds want to do. So what we can do is see this life as it is. So no kind of fantasy, imagination. It's just the life. And there could be, what is it, very, very precious, very useful, and also pretty impermanent, and they're going to lose this kind of body. And the rest things we have owned, maybe car or clothing, things, people we related, these we're going to leave behind one day. That is, from everybody it's like that, including animal. All living beings are continuing their journey and not staying one place or one group forever. So, this is a practice of a kind of renunciation, part of this practice. If one day person who have to travel 1 year, leave their home and their family behind, for some people very difficult. I was homesick and thinking about lots of things. But death is not like that. You're going to kind of face alone, kind of you're alone yourself. You're going to not never to kind of return to a few days to back and take a round trip flight. It's, of course, it's a round trip flight. You're going to be born again, most of the case. But then this journey is different. Like you have left your hometown for 10 years, when you go back 15 years or 20 years, when you go back, it's kind of people will change. Many people you don't know grow up, the young people, township or the people who manage this town also changing. The appearance of this street and the building also change. You are kind of come to, after many years you came back, return to that same town, but it's a kind of new town for you and for people. Similarly, the journey is kind of a continue. And although some people may be born back to, due to many reasons, back to their own original place or become a human, these are also possible due to virtuous activity. So in Dharma, one thing you can do, learn two aspects of life. One is to do more virtuous activity is definitely not bad for anybody who life or facing life after life. You, that's the wrong time you and you only kind of build up your future. And then it's wisdom aspect of practice that not having strong attachment and when you have a lot of emotions could rise, especially in urgent time like death. Try to kind of manage your mind through the practice and some, maybe it's a aspiration, good aspiration, and sometimes it's a trust, faith, devotion, and sometimes it's a kind of their own practice through their many years of a practice. The fruition is very clear. When you face anything, doesn't matter, earthquake, fire, or a tornado, or anything, when you have an emergent kind of things happen, sickness, you can hold your ground. You will never lose your view and your path. Then it's considered as a successful practitioner. This, as we said, this could be enlightenment could happen in any time. Its enlightenment is also not like a one-time step reached to the top. Enlightenment can be have many kind of steps. First, purifying your own negative kind of emotional thoughts and behaviors and such a habituation, habitual tendencies, and increase that good qualities that also practice of the wisdom aspect of non-dual teachings, or virtuous aspect of that of kindness, compassion, self-discipline, and diligence practice, meditation, shamatha, vipassana, these quite important. And then the in wisdom, the non-dual teachings aspect, they also from hearing, first you can have some concept of a non-dual or emptiness, and then more thought about that, impermanence, and what is the emptiness, shunyata, these teachings. And then put them into practice, gain more real wisdom. First is hear the concept. Second, contemplate your own kind of way.
昨天就是因为那个experience.
And third time, you practice in more intense way. Put on top of cushion with a group of people, and then more advanced kind of piss in mind instruction or piss instruction about that wisdom increase. There are a lot of good traditions not pinpoint, but they pointing out kind of instructions. These can be very, very helpful to know what is the kind of tending that emptiness kind of state achievement of that. You can hold a continuation of that living as when you are living, you have a more thought, but these thoughts are too quick for most generous practice. They just go flow and thinking what you might came to the mind. But after certain practice, you can pretty much more closely look at your mind, and then immediately you can in subtle scale, you can manage your mind, not following after kind of wandering and thought and emotions. So immediately self can liberate from mind. Any, let's say, anytime you have a losing kind of the mind shining or projecting things, from the roots you can realize. So mind become not leading you to being 84,000 emotions, but the mind itself, the thoughts, you not need to stop the thought and thinking. Actually, that is not a way of liberation. There is a way to do that, but the real teaching is kind of how to say, if you cannot control fire, then fire will burn you, maybe. But if you can fully kind of know the how you use it, fire, you can make firework, and you can use your for your cook or things. Similarly, mind, if you manage that fundamental nature, then won't harm you, but you can use as a, as you want. That's why they say Bodhisattvas appear in kind of many worlds and to serving or do kind of good deeds. That also came from the experience aspect of how you really achievement or you attain that kind of state of mind, good quality of state of mind. And then this is a kind of when you're alive, you can do that. And after, if you are not that capable, when you're deaf, then there are a lot of teachings about this. But in saying the body elements cannot support your consciousness, then it naturally. So for life people like us, we can one obstacle to practice of subtle mind is because we have a very strong grosser level of a sensory level of mind. So a sensory level of mind can like how to say like the way you put showing a movie in time, then there is a white screen, yes. Then most people always watching that screen, but not watching the light who produce the story from this, that is screen to project. This, but the real kind of story and change and the how to say, sound and then these images produced in the other side. So similarly, we have a sensory six of faculties that are very powerful, very active, very gross level, then it's like that. And the more subtle is more like that. So generally, this is not seen. You only see this, then you will see, oh, maybe this capable to do that. They're storing the storages of a lot of kind of in a small image, something like that. So your subtle mind, you're not firstly easily to see, seen for normal people. Although there is a, you can reason in it, and then you know this is a grosser mind also produced by subtle kind of support and quality of mind. But then, this way, practitioners of meditation, many people want to go to solid retreat, and many, how to say, less engagement towards eye, ear, and these feeling attachment, and many things. So then this helped them to less active kind of sensory kind of activities, and then to use shamatha meditation furthermore to kind of tension, shifting tension from this sensory level to mind itself, and then work on the mind itself and mind the projection on mind itself, and then go deeper and deeper, like you're continually diving into the what's a projector itself, and then you will see. So similarly, when people happen in their death, then automatically happen because this body sensory level is dying. So that is similar. People who good for practitioner, they want to less active from this body, kind of aging of this body and the organs, less powerful, and then go back to mind itself. And then you will have a more chance about the lot of detail. I cannot, we cannot necessarily talk about this, but they're saying, there are kind of one, two, three, four, many chance, great chance, if you have some practice of shunyata, that is emptiness, of knowing that, you know, things are less lacking of intrinsic existence, and all illusory dream-like things. And then second, you, every appearance is equal. There is a good and bad, as we said before. There are many things you from one person's aspect, many people's aspect, very different. From human aspect, and then maybe a dog and other animal, to see, live in one environment, they have different kind of perception. And from many kind of varieties of beings, six class realms, or if you say, the more, a lot of varieties kind of beings. It's different from big and small size of the physical. It's seeing things very differently. Different organs see things differently. That means, for you, good or bad, kind of terrifying or attractive, it just kind of more particular karmic behaviors. It's the things are, there is no totally good and bad. So this is important. Sometimes it's called the equanimity, wisdom, and see things as it is. That means this is a good, beyond our kind of judgment, normal judgment, good and bad. Good, bad are happening towards kind of aspect of the comparison and engagement towards particular activities that, but it, their nature, nothing dirty, nothing kind of pure or impure. So pure, impure form of one mind. So if you think of it, most of the time, mind become more vast and more acceptance, and not easily raise kind of a conflict mind, intense mind. That is very important for people who are passing through this. And if there is appearance in a dream, you kind of thinking, this is my mental kind of projectors that produce this mind in the screen, as image in the screen. So I'm projector here, and when I see screen, then I'm afraid of my own projector. Lights and the sound came from this. There's a no need to fade off that. But I forgot this is my own kind of production. So similarly, anything happens in your dream, anything, it's your own. You are responsible for your own projection, appearance from your mind. So similarly, this way, from Buddhist, they say, oh, we have to take responsibility towards all kind of sentient beings to seek in order, behalf of the, or in order to seek of all the well-being of all sentient beings we should practice. But also kind of our responsible for our kind of projection to anything good and bad actually related to your own kind of karmic image or mental image, mental kind of capacity. So, and then, but they're saying you shouldn't terrify by yourself. Don't terrify by your own production or act, how to say, your own game, If you tell a joke, when there's a story, they said one person in the dream, they have a nightmare, and when demon attacking him, and he tried to fight back and tried to run away, and he couldn't fight back, couldn't win, also no chance to escape. Then he turned to this demon and said, I cannot warn you and I cannot escape. What I can do in order to kind of survive from you? Or then this demon said, this is your dream. I don't know how you went me. This is your dream. So similarly, you have to keep this kind of a great teaching in the mind for that. And aspiration, and always remember the essential teachings, like non-grasping, illusory, and impermanence, and nothing lose, nothing gain. Many people think death is losing everything. It's not like that. Karma, or the storage mind, the image, you didn't lose anything. You continue your virtue, or what you, what to say. Karma is the most fair thing. What you do, what you get. It's like the karma. So, there is nothing kind of, not because you, and then came, like, how to say, no reason of things happening to you, and then extra something, baggage, burden sent through heaven or by other gods. It's not like that. What you get, what you feeling, what your result is from many complex reason and the cause and the condition, but it's all about you from your own activities. So you're responsible for your own kind of circumstances and what you produce in your mind. So once you overcome your in mind, then you overcome everything. It's like path of that. So put details that we're going to find at the other place. Time. I think it's in the 40, right? Something. 42? Oh yes, thank you. Is that right? Okay. There I will be prostrate upon my bed. Prostrate upon my bed, and all around my family and friends, but I alone this, I shall be the one to fail, to cutting off the third love life. What is the, if we don't think of a detail of life and death, still especially moment of death before death, we, many people lazy, and they don't practice of any kind of a spiritual practice, they don't, thinking, maybe not all of the people, maybe many people, many capable people, and many smart people. Smart doesn't mean they can, achieve, something. But much more thoughts, more, pursuing in life, more kind of important things. So, they hear lots of details about, when we are facing death. It's kind of, for many people, unready and not prepared, and not done something virtuous activity to kind of support your kind of path in life in different circumstances. It's so difficult. It's not also everything is so easy. Life or not easy, death also not easy. So here is saying, if you have some people, maybe death like a stray dog, no one really taking care of them in the life, in the death, some people find on the street, this also happened, but for some other people, they have many servant, bodyguard, and a trusted friend and a lovely parents or family members, and maybe people who love them or kind of become a fan of them, fans of them, then for more kind of attachment, more difficult to leave these things behind. Although just the average people, there are some people concerning and caring about each other, but that time you have family members or relatives or anything watch you carefully and taking care of you well, including kind of give you best feeling from their point of action or position, even holding your hand, but they are not dying. They are also dying, but saying you are dying first, maybe before them. So it's helpless still. So for many people, of course, comfort is very important, but it's still each person facing their own individual karma or responsible for their own karma. Other person cannot difficult to taking care of your kind of pain and these internal fear or difficult. It's only kind of in one space, circling next to your bed or something, but still you have a sense of fighting alone. And many reasons people could die. Sometimes thousands or 10,000 way of their dying, not prepared. Sometimes it's drowning. Some people like to swim, but drowning in a sea, in a swimming pool. Some people like to kind of have a short tempered with fighting with people, death in the fighting. So many way people could die. So many disease these days also more kind of easy to transfer. It's from one food poison, and things like the cold and the heart can also produce flu and some active some disease or happen. Used to some disease not that strong, still in your body, start spreading all over, but once your body become weak through cold something, then these disease have a chance to develop and then to turning into blood circulation, and then once they go all guards from body to went to blood circulation, then less kind of control of this disease and going to every organs of body. So it's like that. And some people not all healthy, and not body is still healthy, but due to mental illness, they can cause many kind of body. First, it's mental cause. Then later it's body kind of inefficient problems, and some people now need to become a body problem. If one mind problem comes, then they can do care of other person or suicide, to commit suicide to themselves. And for some people, the young or old, according to Dharma teaching, they said their lifespan or life longevity, they only have some limitations, and this kind of also their way to pass away. And then when people pass away, friends, and then sometimes it's a good hospital and nurses, doctors, and they put in machine extra effort. And some people are not really feeling pleasant in most of people, not easy. And for Dharma practitioner, if you are kind of have the and some spiritual practice, and you shouldn't use those powerful kind of electric shout and to breathe, continue life support to as a, like a vegetable. It's not good. It's much, much better to leave you alone, calm, and then make you, let your mind process more. It's sometimes people see the dead body to see if there's no breathing, then it's dead, or brain death is dead. But for Dharma practitioners, they say, even you cannot hear or react, but doesn't mean you are not very waking mind. You have a waking mind. Like you, when you sometimes are paralyzed, like a feeling in a dream, or waking dream state. You know everything, but your body not following after you. Similarly, some weak mind, weak kind of body happened, your mind very clear, you can hear other people's everything, image, nothing talking, but people think you are already kind of not, the mind is not very functioning. So it's still happening after kind of the body completely kind of less functioning, but in teaching that this subtle kind of mind is still going on. So you should leave body, remain very, very kind of calm for a few days. In Tibetan tradition, they do kind of 3 days to leave the body there. So for the people who have a more wealth, more money, more fame, maybe more attractive face, and the young age, and some people very knowledgeable, and have a high position. These people, they're very difficult to, of course, generally, for any, if you are kind of no penny money of your own, you are going to face death. It's not easy. But if there is a kind of a extra, you think, I have to do this, I have to be responsible for that, maybe less for the beggar, thinking about, I have to take care of this, I didn't finish this project, that kind of worries. But for people who are going to part from this life, then they have a more stressful, more stress and more difficult, kind of lonely feeling. But there's a very kind of a good example. Say, it's like a turtle forcefully taking away his shell, and because his the spine is on the shell, so if you take away turtle from the shell, it's difficult. So for many people, death is like painful and emotionally unacceptable, and you don't want to leave every familiar things behind. And this is a common behavior. And but things not necessarily going to be bad after death, but people thinking of the way. If we did a kind of huge amount of negative karma, then we fear, there is a big fear, maybe it's reasonable, but helpless. But if you live with virtue, and maybe this life and the future life, which one is better after you kind of taste to both sides, you may think, I'd rather die, and I'm going to have a new kind of form of life and body and gain some and a new experience. I'm already, how to say, have enough for this life like that. So, and then, and when the herald, maybe I may words of wrong, please.
Heralds, yes.
Heralds of the deadly king have grabbed me. What I have to me will be my friends in king. For then, life's virtue is my bound defense, my one defense. And this alas, is what Shiva doing. So here he was saying, commonly people without any like preparation and intention in the practice life. And if you have a Mahayana teachings, you have to think about all the sentient beings, and then in order to capable to help them, I should increase my own quality and knowledge and achievement, accomplishment, spiritual accomplishments, like that. But generally people, until they really happen, the sickness have striking you, then you think stay sick is terrible, and have a studying, have a some kind of understand other people. When you hear another person sick, you're going to have a more kind of compassion due to your own kind of experience about this. Similarly, when you feel in facing for death, suddenly you feel this is not words, it's not thinking, it's not projection, mental image about thinking about death. It's actually happening, it's very different. You have more kind of intense experience, and then you have a more understand about death itself. And then you say, when this happens, everything won't help for, as we said before, friends, medical attention, maybe some level help, but not very really helpful in all of. And and then if you are having many knowledge, maybe a little bit helpful, but not sure. And if you are very attractive, wealthy, and famous, decent, anything works on that level. And then what is really helpful here is saying, if you, let's see, and then it's a kind of practice of virtuous deeds. If you have some confess, if you did wrong before that striking in the last moment, you already did some confess, and then maybe, how to say, do other things. If you are killing animals or living beings, you are kind of safe animals' life, and do kind of fish or animal liberation, freeing animals project. These used to I kill other beings and then eat others, and then now I try to kind of propagate vegetable and then vegetarian life of vegetarian. And then used to I steal from others, then I did through the regret and then confess, I did kindly to offer food and drinks, money, and as much as I can to share through these people on the street or spiritual practice who are on a cushion, I can support them. It's like that. So used to I use negative words, thinking negatively, but now I transform to thinking more positively. Percept, the projection on the percept, mental projection transform from negative to positive. And then used to say negative words, but I promise not to hurt anybody, to help others. So these kind of activities, it's very useful for life, this life, but or not only this life, in the in the end of this life, in the future life. If you have taken some vows not to harm other sentient beings, taking other vows to kind of increase your spiritual accomplishment and then to serve others, including having taken refuge towards Buddha, that is, how to say, all wisdom, accomplishment, all wisdoms in awakened mind, and the Dharma, proper review, and proper practice, and proper actions came from that kind of refuge. He took refuge towards Dharma, and Sangha, proper, what is it? Take refuge towards Sangha, that means to purify yourself and then to self-discipline, to practice of these, and then eventually these self-discipline, purification of yourself, virtuous deeds, accumulations of wisdom and the practice of that proper view, action, practice and action. You become awakened, and finally you're going to achieve Buddhahood. So if you are already on the path of this, you have no regret. You have some kind of spiritual support. You have some confidence to face any situation in your life, even death. But here saying, in that time, this is very helpful, but I don't have which is in that moment. And here, all protector, so little heeding, hardly guesses at on horror, horror such as this, and all for this brief transcendent existence. I haven't done so many evil things. So here saying, like people normally not doing a lot of good virtuous thing, but maybe they did a lot of things, including, as we said, killing other sentient beings, and stealing or cheating, and sexual misconduct, and saying negative words, and separation towards other person's relationship, and wasting time through heroic kind of aspiration image of a worldly heroism kind of a spirit, and sometimes it's finding kind of peace, the happiness through only physical stimulations, many things, including in the mind there are more hatred, more kind of greed, unsatisfying developments, that people take refuge in the wrong way to pursuing happiness. Some have no view, no kind of not knowing what is the reality, and even thinking the wrong way, that maybe I am protect myself is the best benefit for everything. In order to gain my own benefit, I can do anything necessarily. That kind of view holding, then it's difficult. in some sutra teachings, in the Ocean Wisdom Sutra, they say, if you do negative, non-virtuous activity, there are a lot of easy and access, easily done. If you want to do virtuous activity, then sometimes difficult, not easy. Like all good things are not easily achievable. What is that? So it's like that. And also influences in daily life is more negative. We can say what's negative is harmful for others, or harmful yourself, and wasting your life, time, energy, and build up more conflicts in your mind, not really leading towards wisdom. And through media, like movies, maybe 89 80% of the movie are the fighting spirit. Or these, how to say, maybe more sexual kind of images. These are more stimulating our own animal parts, the lower parts, or we can say less wisdom parts of the energy that capable to everybody. But if you have to study deeper, then you have to make effort, not easy. For many people, maybe there is a painful kind of a way, a painful steps you have to take and then to gain some wisdom and then something. But for directly striking the image come to your mind and feeling terrified or sexual attractions and bring kind of a dual kind of thinking, this is good, this is bad, and then in order to punish the bad guy, I should do things like that. This, so it's a sound. I heard hip hop really sounds. I don't listen, but say also very violent and many kind of sexual maybe words. And there is sure most kind of if we all behave, our mindstream often reflect on these TV and the sound image, the television movies, and automatically in our mind imprint towards our mind this image. Even when we have a dream, maybe it's a nightmare due to daytime with too much looking at those images, and then similar kind of qualities arises in our mind during the daytime and dream time. So when avoid those negative actions, 10 negative actions are very important. Maybe we start from not killing too many animals and have a compassion towards every spirit or living beings, not only human being, but also equally towards every sentient being. Doesn't matter if it's living in the water or sea, river or sky, but on the underground or on the ground. It's 4 legs or 2 legs or many legs. So we, even there's a some animal more terrible, powerful, some are less capable, but generally we see equally towards all sentient beings. In Buddhist practice, they often say mother-like sentient being. Maybe we just immediately we acting like we are treating our mothers. It's difficult. It's maybe not easy and not accepted by society. And you are living in a big society. You do your own thing. Maybe people look at you as a stranger, or maybe even have a mental illness. Could be. But you can, in your own mind, you have this view. It's important. You have a view of equality of all sentient beings can one day achieve Buddhahood. They all have possess Buddha nature, which is the seeds of wisdom and compassion. And then they all pursue happiness, avoiding suffering. That those aspects, we know they are equal. From times goes by, also equal. We have once also in a hell realm, sometimes in a ghost, hungry ghost, one time, maybe many times in animal realms, but today we are human, maybe in the future we have maybe more capable god realm or demigod realms going to take, but also demigod realm people may in the future also going to become a ghost, a hungry ghost. So it's, if you time, the, what is it, chronological history of each beings, they have acting in different realms. So it's also somehow equal. If you see some animals today, terrible, very low, but doesn't mean they were going to remain that low ever. But they're going to be changes the everything, nature of everything. Some like poor people community found that when they could become very wealthy people. Some king or queen born is almost like celestial being, but when they're in the present or something, it happens. So similarly, everything changes. The day they take him to the scaffold. Mm-hmm. Yes. Where they will tear off his limbs, a man is changed, transfigured by his fear. His mouth is dry, his eyes starting from his bow, and continue. No need to say how striking I shall be when overcome and sick with the dreadful fear. I'm sized by forms of a horrible to see. The frightful servants of the sword of death. And this is due to the Milarepa, famous practitioner in Tibet in the 11th century, around the 11th and the 12th century, I think he's like almost. Definitely 11th century, but maybe reached the 12th century. He said, thinking of fearful death, he actually practiced the Dharma. And then after he kind of accomplished no more fear striking his mind. So death practice, he committed a lot of crimes and killing people and horses like that. But after he became life, one time lifetime, did horrible thing and then achieved the Buddhahood, kind of highest realization. And he is quite famous, a lot of songs produced by him. And many biography, a lot of stories about him. And similarly, we should also think about this when we facing death. It's like going to scaffold. Let's say scaffold. Yeah, it's the kind of a killing people spot for killing people. As like that, so when people heard are they going to be killed or in that some place, particular place, and then for many people very difficult, and from their external appearance they are going to change. Used to be very proud. Some people are still very stubborn and very proud, brave or something could happen. But internally, I think most people they are trying to be strong. These mind, human mind can be in the last moment still kind of tough, but doesn't mean there is no fear. Definitely a lot of fear. But for more, many other people have a kind of from external appearances, they already changed their form, like eyes and their face, skin, but these all become numb, or sometimes people know have an idea. Maybe at that time you say, oh, what is your name? They say, who I am, what is my name? Like that. And some people have maybe this is a human kind of body, how react sometimes. Fight, that is spirit very high. something, one that is still capable to survive, and then they're almost like giving up and paralyzed, and then some people are even not walking properly to the death spot. And then some people are shrinking and losing the body control and tears, and some of you can see here. And some people maybe due to the prayer, they have a strong kind of religious devotions, and then they can still have a last kind of a grasp to hold. And these grasps, if this is very strong, tight, then it's very tough kind of mind. They can really take a refuge towards that path, and there's a spiritual kind of a God or teacher or knowledge, particular thoughts, and like that. And due to death is unconquerable, you cannot say, I want to die. It's one time my sister, who was very young, then he said, people dead, and then breathing this three times very deep, and then they finally kind of faint. And my sister said, I don't want to do that. When this happened, I'm going to breathe very quickly. And then she said, I don't want to be in that last three times, but I want to, if that happens, I'm going to pretty soon, rapid breathing. She's very young, very young, and then it's like that. So anyway, they say death is not a kind of a place you can run to take a refuge. That's something you cannot fight. Something that you can bribe, give you present and make excuse. And and that time, if you don't have any kind of faith or spiritual guidance or path as you believe or practice, it's difficult. And then that's for some people, as we said, from physical body to mental kind of maintenance is almost crushed like that, and due to hopeless kind of thinking. And then here saying, his mouth is dry, eyes start in foam, his brow. That is a kind of a wide and scared. Some people that like that, with open eyes, open mouth. And some people have of course, due to slow process, maybe very dry. Some need to continue use water to more moisture in lips. All these happens. But this sayer is saying, you are different than before. Before everything goes well, then the appearances, spirit very different, body condition is different. And he say, who can hold to me to be able? Who can give me safe protection from this horror, from this frightful threat? Then I will search the four directions, seeking help with the panic-stricken eyes. So, and then here was what way do after we're going to in the next class, so we have more about how to kind of purify your mind, and what is the confess, way of the confess to change your mind, like a milestone to transform your life and the spirit or mind towards much kind of a sufficient and important way to increase your good qualities in mind quality, and decrease or banish those negative which we possess in habituation, in our habitual tendency. And here at that time, this in we are life, we may also seek a kind of protection, but in this particular moment of death, then we really want to have some holding, you holding in your mind. And then they said, who can be the safe protector and get rid of that terrifying kind of experience? And then some people even try to climb. When people dead or injured, they try to have something holding their mouth and the hand, sometimes even hugging something, or try to, even in the space, they try to grab something to help. That you can see the internal kind of needs of something, protection or good guidance, very important. They're not giving up, they're not, how to say, peacefully letting go. Spirit is very low, still very struggle, very difficult. And then from every possible, every directions, wanted to seek in some help. So in this, as we said, when you do this, this sign is showing we are this particular, this teaching in this part is saying general, normal people who don't have advantages in practice, not successful practitioner in high or media, even not really good low arts, but maybe lower, more kind of low kind of, what is it, lower capacity of practice, not capacity, maybe they had qualities of the practice. Low capacity. This is crucial. People. This week, maybe we think about this, that it's important to not only just one time thinking, but thinking in a bed, in a walking sighting, and thinking, oh, it, this time, what is needed, what is regret, what in order to avoid those fear and regret, what I should act now, and can change that kind of need time. So some people say, I have to save my money because once I lose my job or something, I have something to eat. Similarly, when you say practice, not only for your own, but it's all, of course, it's also for your own practice of something. And when we are moment of death, the difficult time. And also, not only the short time of death, but that quality, that struggle can be direction, also can be very much change your future lives. If you death in a very peaceful and light, or what is it, giving up, not giving renunciation with the bodhicitta, compassion, and with the emptiness kind of insight, then in the future life, much kind of spontaneously happens in a good way. If that time very messy, everything kind of in a fear, terrifying, and a continuation of that process could be difficult. So it's kind of related not only death moment, but in the future lives. So important. And then we shall to dedicate this dedication prayers as the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhatra as well. Now I dedicate all the search, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as free, and the world victorious ones throughout the three times. all of the fundamental virtues I fully dedicated to practicing this one. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongly from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the connection of merit and wisdom, and attain the two secret colors that arises from merit and wisdom.